My time in Gaza is not recent. I left in 2005. But one of the things that I noticed while I was there, and that I believe is still true from the contacts I have with people there, and something I want to address before I really try to talk about the various topics that Rob set out in the email he sent to all of us, concerns the public opinion in Gaza. We see lots of polls coming out of Gaza, and they generally show that the PA is more supported than Fatah, and I think that's probably true. We also see more recently that there has been some erosion in that, and there's more support for Hamas. My own sense, and of course I didn't do polls myself, but my own sense was, my own anecdotal experience was, that support for Hamas was much less than anything that was being reported in polls or certainly in the elections. The elections in January 2006 led to a belief that there were actually more people supporting Hamas than Fatah, but I think much of that was an anti-Fatah vote rather than a pro-Hamas vote. And when I speak to people in Gaza now, I find them very negative on Hamas, people who voted for Hamas in 2006. They're afraid of Hamas. They don't like the emphasis on proper clothing and things like that. They feel pressured to cover up. You see this in the reports that I read in newspapers and so on, when Palestinians in Gaza who have their families killed, or members of their family, this is in Beit Lahia and Beit Hanun mostly, when they are asked about it, they blame both sides equally. They blame the militants for firing their rockets from their neighborhoods, and they blame the Israelis for not being careful enough when they respond, not being careful enough for civilian lives. But really, you have to understand that in Gaza, pro-Israeli speech is not encouraged and has not been part of the political consciousness for some time. The overall impression is one that everything Israelis do is bad. So even though the Palestinians in Gaza are being constantly propagandized against the Israelis, they still, in many cases, and perhaps at some risk to themselves, are willing to tell reporters that they blame both sides equally. Many of the rockets, or not, I shouldn't say many, but at least some of the rockets and mortars that are fired out of Gaza fall short. They never reach Israel. Israelis, in many cases, probably may not even know about them. But when they fall short, they sometimes kill Palestinians. And this is also known in Gaza. And last, I think the Hamas, since they took over in last summer, have perhaps overplayed their hand a bit. They are very pushy in many cases. They are not supportive of what the people really want, and I don't think they feel that they need to be at this point to the extent that they would have before June of 2007. There's a recent report where aid was coming in, I think from Jordan, and as soon as it got across the border, the Hamas guys hijacked it, and it was then used for Hamas purposes, which of course would be assistance, but really assistance more for people who are supportive of Hamas than those who are not supportive of Hamas. So taking all these things together, my belief based upon these things, and my opinion is that the support of Hamas is probably not as great as might be reported in polls. And polls are also a questionable thing in a country where people with guns determine what the discussions will be. It may be that many people are reluctant to say what they think, either because it will affect their economic situation, or maybe because it will affect their lives, actually. So having said that, I wanted to move on to some of the questions that Rob raised in his email. He asked what the Hamas strategy is, what we think the Hamas might be doing. To me, this seems fairly clear. Hamas, at least at the moment, and although, as Gates has suggested, there may be some internal dissension, the overall, the long-range approach is the elimination of the State of Israel, which, in their view, should not be there. Their immediate strategy, I think, is twofold, is to do whatever they can to forward that objective, and if possible, to do so in such a way that they get credit from people in Gaza, though I think the second, as I've indicated by my earlier discussion, I think the second objective is quite subordinate to the first. Eventually, it seems to me that the purpose is to create a situation in which the Israelis are demoralized, in which they increasingly seek to obtain foreign passports, in which they increasingly seek not to become part of the army, and in which people first in Sderot, but perhaps elsewhere later, don't feel that the state can protect them. The hope probably is, and I'm not basing this upon discussions with Hezbollah people, but just upon what has happened historically in other areas, the hope is that the State of Israel, I think, would probably collapse internally to a very large extent. They undoubtedly believe that things are moving in their direction. They would hope at some point to have an Iranian nuclear umbrella, which would help them. They would hope that their current strength, the fact that they've been able to import rockets from what is reported to be Iran, would increase, that both they and Hezbollah and perhaps other actors in the Middle East would be willing to further pressure Israel. The Israeli nature and outcome of Israeli policy was another thing that Rob mentioned, and I think thus far the Israeli response has been what we would call a measured one. That is, they are they tried not to escalate things dramatically, while at the same time trying to take actions that would discourage the what they consider bad behavior, that is, principally the launching of rockets and mortars from Gaza. I suppose some people might think this has been relatively successful. There certainly has been not any huge blow-up. There's no big war. There's no reoccupation. Those people probably more likely live in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem than they do in Sderot or even Ashkelon now. It's clear to me, at least, that with the increased ability to import weapons into Gaza, that the current Israeli strategy is not working terribly well. I'm told that ability to smuggle things into Gaza has not decreased significantly. One of the anecdotal things I've been told was that prior to the breakthrough of the border between Egypt and Gaza in January, the price of cigarettes was about 250 shekels per carton. By February, that had been reduced to about a third because of the inflow. However, the border has been closed, and you would expect the price to go up. But in fact, I'm also told that the price this month has gone down even further, another 20% or something. So from that, I read that the cigarettes coming into Gaza, which come in through the tunnels, are getting through okay. If the cigarettes are getting through okay, I suspect that other things are getting through okay as well. Why that is, considering that the Egyptians are supposedly making a very substantial effort on the border, I'm not positive, but it's possible that the tunnels are now going further into Egypt. Most of the Egyptian efforts have been fairly close to the border, and if the tunnels, in fact, are going much beyond that, say a kilometer or a kilometer and a half beyond the border, Egyptians may not be finding them with as much facility as they are finding the ones closer. So on balance, I think that the Israelis will probably be looking for a new strategy at some point. What that could be, I'm not sure. There is certainly talk of, as Gates said, de-escalation and the possibility of having some kind of a ceasefire. But it would surprise me if Hamas were to agree to a ceasefire which did not achieve their own objectives, but which rather made life easier for the Israelis. So I would think that you would have to look very carefully. You would have to, from the Israeli standpoint, what they basically have stated, I think the Prime Minister stated on Wednesday, they wanted a ceasing of the rocket from, and mortar fire from Gaza. They wanted a ceasing of all acts of terror. And they wanted a cessation of the smuggling. From the Hamas standpoint, of course, those are not really workable things. The smuggling is the essence. They need that. That's extremely important to them. And also, Gaza is not the only objective that Hamas has. They also want to have a ceasefire go into effect in the West Bank as well. They want to be able to take credit for that. They want to be able to show that while the PA has not been able to force the Israelis to cease operations in the West Bank, that they are able to do so. I think it unlikely that this will happen. I think it unlikely that there will be such an agreement. So I think it unlikely that I think it unlikely the Israelis would agree to that. I don't think there's common ground on a ceasefire. The other possibility, I think Gaith mentioned, was a reoccupation of Gaza. And many people have suggested that there really is no military solution to such problems. My own view is to the contrary. I think there is a, quote, military solution to almost any political problem. The question is whether or not people are willing to go that far. And I think, as Gaith pointed out, the Israelis are going to be very reluctant to reoccupy Gaza. Ultimately, though, that may be their only real option. Yesterday, the former Deputy Minister of Defense, Ephraim Schnee, mentioned that this is looked to him that this is what was going to have to be done, that there really was no other solution. With regard to the peace process, I think it is on hold, obviously, to some extent, although it's now renewed, I'm told, a few days ago. But it is going to be always, perhaps, unless there is a decision to the contrary on the PA side, it's going to always be subject to the Hamas decision to shut it off, which they can do by creating some sort of an outrage, which then causes a reaction by the Israelis, which then causes the deaths of a number of people. The people in Gaza believe that I think one of the reasons that Hamas may have even gotten a little more support is because in the recent Israeli incursion into Gaza, it seems, I mean, it's reported that there were a lot of civilians who were killed. The Israelis, I think, said it was only 10%. The Palestinians and the NGOs on the ground said it was more like closer to 50%. That, of course, has a bad effect upon public opinion in Gaza. I don't think Gazans are stupid. I think they know why the Israelis came in, and they know why the Israelis are firing rockets at cars in Gaza. They know it's because the rockets are coming out of Gaza. But nonetheless, if a lot of civilians are killed, it's always unfortunate, and it makes people very unhappy. If it's their family that's dying, they want to know why the Israelis weren't more careful. I think the last question that I saw that Rob had written down was whether or not the recent murders in Jerusalem foretold the beginning of a new intifada. My own information, my own belief is that that's not the case. I know the Palestinians, I know, at least in the West Bank, are not enthusiastic about the Intifada. They're not enthusiastic, certainly, about the difficulty their lives are under right now. But they also can see how much more miserable people are in Gaza, and I don't think they're trying to replicate Gaza in the West Bank. And as far as I can tell, there hasn't been, and correct me if I'm wrong, I haven't seen anything that really indicates for sure that the attack on the yeshiva in Jerusalem was directed by higher levels in Hamas or the other militant groups, as they're called. So on the whole, I don't see, I think the things are going to limp on. It's very difficult with the peace process because the objectives, the minimal, what seem to be the minimal objectives on the Israeli and the Palestinian side seem to be quite incompatible, not unlike the minimum objectives for a ceasefire between Hamas and the Israelis. So I'm not encouraged by the way things go on the ground, and certainly not encouraged that that Hamas will anytime soon moderate its views. Since the Israelis are feeling already that they're under tremendous pressure to resolve the rockets coming out of Gaza, I think that it may well be that there will be an attempt at a military solution, which would involve reoccupation of Gaza and an attempt to cleanse it of Hamas activists and militants, and Islamic Jihad and the PRC and the other groups that operate there.